physical manifestations, various items 5-D through 10-D. A loose handful of human teeth, clean and yellowed with age. The startling aspect of these is not that the patient possessed them. Indeed, the practice of carrying the teeth or bones as magical totems has long been documented in cultures all across the world. Rather, the reason seems to be connected to the event that each tooth is roughly the size of an adult humanoid fist, approximately 4 inches from root to tip. If it were not for the ossified veins and root canals, I would have assumed this was merely a mineral of some odd similarities. Welcome to Ash and Snow. Paizo made some really cool announcements, least of which is Starfinder 2nd Edition!
I am so excited. Soldier. Oh my god. I can't hold my horses. Don't tell me to. Don't even try that.
These horses are wild and running free.
Look, Soldier looks really cool for the 1-5 range we got to see in their little playtest thing.
I'm so glad Soldier got her buff. Like,
the only thing that has been on my mind consistently since the Gen Con previews was the art they showed of the new Solarian iconic catfolk. And the only thing I want to do is now play a Solarian that just summons a sun so he can nap in the sun wherever he is.
Oh, that's so good, though! Why did I not think of that?
That would be cool. I have always been extremely interested in the Starfinder lore. Gameplay? Not so much. So the fact that this is coming to my system of choice is just so perfect. Very excited for it.
Oh, God. I'll have a lot easier time convincing people to play it because it's been one of those ones I want to run more.
But it's
just being like, okay, we're going to have to learn Pathfinder 1.5.
And that scares people.
The other cool thing, apparently one of the like core deities is going to be gone. We're going to go down to 19. And I kept hearing the name Zahn Schellen said with no context and was very confused because those are very different gods, very personal relations.
Zahn Schellen.
The only thing that all of the UGT side, when we discussed it, was everyone's default was just, oh, it's Zahn Schellen is now just the god of Hot Topics and emo kids.
Exactly.
Art is pain!
I wonder if anybody has any theories on who this god is going to be.
I've seen so many theories fly around, but I have no theories of my own. And I don't really want to regurgitate everyone else's theories.
Yeah. I mean, going off the Zahn Schellen thing, my thought is it's either Schellen sacrificing to fix Zahn Kuthan, or Zahn Kuthan taking over after something happens to Schellen or vice versa, but that's based off a name that they just kept saying and refused to elaborate on, which angers me.
It could be a red herring too.
Yeah, I wondered if it was like anything that was like connected to the OGL stuff. It was like a god that it was a little too close to one that already existed.
Oh, like,
so they're like
Asmodeus.
That makes
Asmodeus and comes really close.
And Torag. Torag was the other one I was like some of my friends were talking about.
I bet they kill Caden Kalian just to stir up the pot.
They get rid of him just so that he can go hang out with fucking Aridin.
Yeah, I think what's fascinating about all of the Starfinder announcement, though, is that wouldn't it be interesting to see Starfinder subclasses for Pathfinder things? What if they came up with, like, a Magus Starfinder concept, or, like, a champion of spaceships or something like that, right?
Champion of Triune.
Right, or vice versa, right? What if Soldier's probably not going to change or have a subclass for it, but
I want to know how they're gonna do Technomancer.
Yeah, Technomancer. What if they did a fantasy Technomancer option?
You are like? Hard restricted to being in Numeria.
I'm excited for the ancestries. Imagine getting to play in a Ruxy in Pathfinder.
So cool.
You can do that already. you can already play an Aruxi. That's just a lizard folk.
But we're coming very close to that. Maybe even closer than you all realize. Let's get back to the show. We enter back into a blackened room where Varen finds himself seemingly alone, but also not alone. A voice echoing through the room as his hand is coated in ash and he feels wood surrounding him.
Well, are we going to talk or are you just going to leave me here until you deal with the others?
I did want to talk. You see, I believe that there has been some confusion. Of course, this was by my design in thinking that Mia is the one that I am interested in. And yes, I have led quite for you all to follow to lead there. And of course, I will end up using her power to plunge the world into darkness and shadow so that I may become a ruler, an eater of all. But I have been watching you, Varen, from the shadows. And if your nose wasn't always so deep in a book, perhaps you would have noticed. You see, we are very much alike. We both have a purpose, and yet are trying to find it. You know what your purpose is, whether you are conscious of it or not. And it is very different from the rest of your party. We go back to the hallway where Mia, Freya, and Vin are recovering from their injuries.
You guys want to do?
I know Varen said no drugs, but
I'm gonna say no. I think this is just a situation where that might just be a bad idea.
Okay. Pete, where are our options? Where can we go next? Do we see we came through one doorway or one hallway? Is there another new direction that we haven't seen yet that we can potentially go?
This room is different for you all. You are in the surgery room for... You're in the surgery room for Lyco. It's unique enough from the other rooms that you've been in that there's the surgery table, there's stuff set around it. However, there are still the general four different hallways, the one that you just came out of, and three others leading different directions on each wall of the room.
Mia, where would you like to go?
Seems only fair. You did just get stabbed.
Well, I don't know if that's such a good idea or not, but then she sits, she just kind of plops her little butt down on the floor and takes a moment to just feel what direction is right.
As Mia is sitting there trying to figure out which direction to go, Varen, you can see this as a window has kind of opened up in your room where you can see the rest of the party. You can see that they are battered and bruised, but ultimately still alive.
So you're showing me this to torture me, or is this some sort of game you're trying to play?
Both, in their own way. But first, to make a point, that you are not like them, are you?
I wouldn't go and say that far, but we have our differences.
No, more than differences. You are fundamentally different in a way that I, in my old age, had ever even assumed was simply myth. You are on a distinctly different road than they are, and yet you travel with them Why?
Hard to get places on your own sometimes. Good to have extra pairs of hands. They're of interest. Similar fate to my own. If it's degrees different, of course, but I've come to enjoy their company to some degree. Besides, they all have their own individual little mysteries to unravel.
They are curiosities, but for a different reason than you are. You see, they have been cursed, whereas you have been blessed. It's odd.
You think forgetting everything of who you are is a blessing?
He lets out a croaky laugh. And therein lies the irony, that you don't even realize how different you are. Which is why I show them to you now, to give you a choice. I can help you with your memory. I can restore the reason that you search for something that you don't even know that you are looking for. I can even tell you the name of the one who did this to you, because I can smell them on your friends. All I have to do is open up one of these doors. Your friends will face a horror that they cannot survive without you. And I will give you this information. So you must now decide. Are your friends more important? Or is your mission, your real purpose on this plane? And we go back to the hallway where Mia, Freya, and Vin are. Mia, you're not getting any closer idea about which way is right. No way smells different. No way has any different kind of sounds coming from it. It seems to be a totally arbitrary choice.
With all confidence, Mia just gets up as if she knows what she's doing, and she picks a direction and just starts walking.
Freya follow?
I'm going to intentionally and fail any sense motive check and just follow.
Okay.
She's just strutting, head held up high, tails swimming around, having a grand old, I'm going this way. Okay, this seems right.
Varen, you see them starting to pick a direction. Where will that door open to now, Varen?
Well, I assume you'll keep them in a loop until you get your answer. That or you're going to try and rush me to it, one of the two. Just kind of talking for a brief moment to keep a breath so he can start thinking on what Kanipo said. Can I do a sense motive check on that?
Yes, absolutely.
See if he's actually being true at all.
You think he could be telling the truth. There is not a lot of reason for him to lie to you. And if he is lying, you're not sure what the end game would be.
So you say they can't survive without me, but you're not going to let me get to them without what? Abandoning them in the process? Self-fulfilling prophecy, then.
You're either going to abandon them or abandon the last hope that you have to find yourself. You see, I brought you to this room, my hate room, to exemplify how similar we are. It was here that it took me millennia to uncover who I really was, my true destiny in life, that I wasn't just some abnormality of nature. That I was destined to end the elves once and for all. Do you have a millennia, Varen, to sit in quiet contemplation, to search every corner of a world, to uncover something, or do you take it now?
Well, I suppose either I take it, or I presume, in order to ensure that your plans go along, I'll be facing you on my own while they're doing whatever monstrosity is within that doorway. And not inevitably, we both fall.
I will send you right back to them.
Certainly surprising that the man in shadow, as brave as you are, go that far and not take the opportunity. Give me a moment. Have them wander. And Baron's just going to take a moment to think to himself. hasn't seen Kanipo in here at all, so he just pulls out one of his small little journals and starts to write something down for a moment.
Freya, Mia, Vin, the door that you go through ultimately goes back to the same kind of room that you've seen before. It's just fluorescent lighting, drab carpet, boring walls, leading again to another room that has the same hallways going off on different sides.
Does it look like there's a hallway for each person? Is there three hallways?
I'm about to just suggest
something real stupid.
There's the direction that you just came from, and there's ones to your left, right, and forward.
Hey, Freya, you remember how you were saying you think we should split up?
I didn't say it was a good idea.
No, but I think that's the thing we're supposed to do.
And it's sigh. And she, like, you know what? I was having a bit of a moment when that happened. I was freaking out, and I may not have been in the sound. It's just a sound mind at the time.
So you are now, and you think it's a good idea still?
No, not really. Can I take a look around to just perceive anything? Does anything look weird? I should have prepared Detect Magic today. I didn't.
Mia's just pawing at the ground. I really wish Viren was here, because you kind of know what to do in this situation.
What's Vin thinking of?
Is it drugs?
What's Vin's thinking of, and why is it flayly?
I think Vin's headspace is... Vin's headspace is more about not freaking out. Mia did nearly die in that encounter, for better or for worse. And then Vin stabbed her with a syringe that was a healing potion, but did it pretty much without thinking. And now Vin's, maybe I should think a little more. Maybe I shouldn't just run forward. So I think he's in his own head quite a bit, kind of paying attention to Mia and Freya as they talk about their next steps, but since he wasn't addressed specifically, he's just kind of like maybe falling behind a little bit, thinking about what can he do to make the situation better? How does he keep his cool? How does he not freak out?
It's at this moment when all of you are trying to compose yourself and figure out what you should do, that you start to hear a noise. It's like a echoing click, clop, clop. It's like you're hearing a horse, but doing a kind of drunken stagger. We go back to the hate room. Tick-tock, Viren. Will you go help them, or will you help yourself?
Viren's just gonna, having written something in his journal, close it up, set it into a pocket a moment, and take a breath. I'm going to hit you with something interesting here, Pete. Can I have Viren roll a deception check against his own perception? Or would you prefer me to try a perception check against my own deception DC? Because Varen's trying to lie to himself right now.
Do a deception check, still make it private, and I will compare it to your perception DC.
Okay, perception DC is 17.
Okay.
Plus 8 on deception, so let's see where this goes.
All right, so what do you view success or failure as with this role?
So, essentially, Viren is trying to convince himself on whether he should continue trying to be, like, the knot that holds the party together, keep trying to engage the others, keep trying to keep them on the same track, or if, since that hasn't been working, say screw it, double down, start taking dumb risks. And well, Vin's already yelled at him once, Mia's gotten herself into some situations, having overheard this conversation now through this weird window about Freya having been the one to suggest splitting the party, he might just start blaming other people and, like, essentially, either if he manages to lie to himself, start kind of pushing himself away, but if he fails to do so, kind of pushing himself, pushing others away from himself rather than pushing himself away from others.
Okay. So I know the outcome of your roll, but what do you say?
Well, suppose if I at least want to get the chance to die fighting you, I need to go back and help them out. How's about a trade? An agreement between gentlemen of sorts, since we're so similar.
What do you have in mind?
Should we manage to meet again? He just kind of pats a little bag on his side. We'll make things fair. I won't use the cold iron. Before you go, you give me a hint. Worst comes to worst, you don't have to tell me anything. I'll be a corpse on your domain.
Set your iron down.
Just kind of undoes the bag a moment and drops it.
Very interesting. I will give you a name. We then go back.
If you say Riddleson, I'm just going to leave. I don't care that this is your domain name. If you say Riddleson, I'm going to find a way to leave on my own. I'm tired of people insinuating that it's his home.
We go back to the hallway where we see Vin, Mia, and Freya waiting to see what is coming towards them.
Can I make that perception check now?
Yes.
Okay. Perception. Well, it's not great.
It isn't. The sound that... It isn't great, but the source of the sound becomes more apparent to you. From this distance, it looks like a centaur. The body of a horse attached to the torso of a human. But something is very wrong. They are not supposed to be together as a centaur would be, perfectly melded. Rather, what you can see is that they seem stitched together and are starting to lumber towards you.
Shit, I think we have company. As I say, as I have pull out my sword and I'm going to stand in front of Mia again.
All right, let's go ahead and have everyone roll for initiative.
8.
14.
Got a 12 for Vin. We didn't roll very well, guys. Not a good...
I never roll well. Mia never rolls well. Has anyone noticed that? Or is it just me?
I don't know if you've noticed this whole adventure path. We haven't rolled well.
No. Not really. One of these days, we'll roll really well.
First in the order is this abomination of two creatures trying to form something that you know to exist. The centaur makes this really gross sounding neigh out of its human mouth and runs to trample over all of you. So I need a reflex save from Vin, Freya, and Mia.
What is a dirty 20 from me?
I critically failed.
Oh no.
You want to spend a hero point?
Want to die on that hill?
I
promise you it's not fun.
I want to die on that hill. I will spend the hero point. 9 plus 6, 15 on the hero point.
15 instead. Your critical failure goes up to a normal failure instead. So, out of the 12 damage dealt, Vin, you will take the full, whereas Mia and Freya, you both jump out of the way just a little bit in time to avoid most of the damage, but still get hit a little bit.
I'd like to think that Mia is so small that she just kind of slips between the hooves.
Vin, you wouldn't have a reaction yet.
Okay, never mind.
Freya, go ahead.
So I am going to look at this centaur-ish thing, and I'm going to attempt to tumble through to get to the other side. So, and that's, was that?
That is a acrobatics versus their reflex.
Okay, yep. I'm going to do that to try to tumble through and gain panache.
Okay.
That is a dirty 20.
All right. That is a normal success against their reflex DC, so you will gain panache as you duck through their horse legs and come out the other side to flank them.
Cool. So that is my first action, and my second action is going to be moving into a... We're going to do a produce flame spell strike. As you know, I run my hand along the blade, and it catches fire. Go out and try to, like, run it along their side. So it is a 24.
A 24 is a regular hit.
So it is going to be 4 slashing damage and 4 fire damage as I run, rake this blade along their side.
Excellent. It takes it.
And that's my entire turn.
Vin.
Vin took the brunt of that attack. And he finds himself dusting himself off, trying to get his wherewithal within this situation. And he decides that this creature walking and running around like that is probably going to put the creature at an advantage over us. So we're going to go ahead and take this 5-foot step to get into a flank position with Freya. And then we are going to attempt a trip attack. With my Titan Wrestler feat, it should negate anything I need it to because it's a large creature. So we are going to attempt a trip. We are going to look at my tail. My tail does not give me bonuses in this particular roll. So we're going to roll with a plus 8. A 7 on a die for a 15. I can't imagine that would do it.
That does not do it, unfortunately.
Okay. With my third action, my second attack action, we will swing with his polearm. And that will be a miss with an 11 total.
Yeah, unfortunate. That is all 3 of your actions, so we go to Mia.
Mia looks around and is just, well, I don't really fancy getting hurt again. So she takes a good 5-foot step, kind of just backs up, and then thinks to herself and thinks back about what the scary lady who stabbed her said, and starts to wonder if she can command these creatures. So I'm going to use the spell command.
Okay.
Which, it all depends on a will save, so they get a will save.
All right. 3.
Ooh, definitely beats me.
Is it a regular success or a critical success?
You
might still get something for a success.
That's true. That is very true. It says success, the creature is unaffected.
Okay.
Okay. Any other actions?
No, because that was a 2.
And you spent an
and
action
I spent
to step
an
back
action.
By.
Yeah, but that was a 2 action spell. So exactly. Mia just looks at it and she's just like, stop! And looks around. Was I demanding enough? Did that work? And that's my turn.
Then that you hear a familiar click come from one of the hallways as Varen steps out.
Just in time.
Oh, hi, Varen. Welcome back.
How do I feel upon seeing everyone in person again?
We'll have to find out later. Right now, your mind is concentrated on the creature trying to kill everyone.
Well, step one, look at this thing. Gun leveled already. Give it a quick look over with some esoteric lore for... I actually like to do it this way. This is a blind roll. So, esoteric lore on this thing to figure out what it is and what might be good at killing it.
This creature is unknown to you. So you can use a personal antithesis to figure out or to try to do some kind of extra damage to it based off of your best guess.
And that one is, I just believe, a flat 2. But, well, doesn't even say anything after getting back in here, just focuses on this thing and fires off an immediate shot. First shot's just gonna be a 15. Kind of in a rush of trying to figure out everything of having stepped out of this room and walked into here and just kind of shakes himself. Gonna be more annoying than I thought to deal with this one. He's just going to kind of cock his head past to the side and look at this centaur thing. I hope you know Kanipo let me come here to help them. I don't think you're in his favor anymore. And that's gonna be a demoralized check on this thing for a 20 total.
A 20 against its will DC will succeed.
That's going to be frightened one.
As you find out that this creature is not a mindless undead, but a thinking, feeling creature. Its eyes, more than anything, communicate the fear that it feels. That all of your actions?
That is all three actions.
Y'all didn't get a great look at it at the other end of the hallway when it started to trample you, but now that it is very up close and personal with you all, you can see that it doesn't have hands. Rather, the long sword and shield that it's carrying are fused onto its arms.
What?
Its first action is to stab at Freya. That'll do 22 points of damage as Freya goes unconscious.
Yep, my turn.
Freya's initiative will move right before the centaur. It then does a back hoof strike at Mia.
Oh, man.
I know we were joking about a TPK in the beginning, but...
I don't really want a TPK.
That's a miss. The last action that it'll use will be to raise the shield that it has on it.
It's a shield.
Ben, you're up.
Well, my flanking partner is down for the count. Yep. I am checking my inventory real quick. I never know. It's always the last tab I click is the tab I need. I do not have anything for you. So, we are going for that trip attack. We are going to, once again, using the Titan Wrestler, going to... We're going to use the blade, which has a trip trait, and try to knock down its feet to try to buckle itself underneath to attempt to knock it prone. Now, this time, I'm going to remember my bonuses, and because I have a plus one weapon, I'm going to have a plus one to this athletics check, because I'm using the weapon to... push him down. We are going to roll a 28 to trip. He has also demoralized, so that might do something.
It does. That is actually a critical success.
Yes. I do 1d6. Take 1 point of damage.
I think for all of the damage rolls we have rolled so far this combat, we have exclusively rolled the minimum.
Well, it is now frightened and prone. Well, actually, its frightened went down after its turn. So it's at least prone.
Okay, we are going to attempt second action. We're going to reach out. That purple flame is going to extend. We're going to do a touch of corruption.
Okay, so it has to make a fort save.
That sounds correct.
And that is a failure, only rolling 14 against the DC 18.
It's going to take another one damage.
One damage. Oh my gosh.
D6. It's going to take a minus two to AC for one round.
Death by a thousand cuts.
And then, I just have to roll physical dice now. I'm sorry.
I'm going to second strike. Use my next action to strike with my polearm onto this creature that's prone and... corrupted.
Okay.
15 plus 4 for her 19 to hit.
That is a 19. A 19 does hit now that their AC has been reduced, but they are going to shield block that.
Of course.
So they'll take...
I rolled a 10 damage. Anything go through the shield?
So the shield absorbs 5 damage, and she'll take... 5 more.
Alright, that's 3 actions. He goes in there, takes the polearm, trips on the floor. The purple flame extends and begins to envelop this creature's body, weakening it, doing 1 whole point of necrotic damage as I use the momentum of the creature falling to take the polearm and do a downward slash right into the flank.
Alright. Mia.
Me! Can I take a moment to just, from where I'm at, see how bad Freya is?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You have pretty good eyes for your friends, and Freya going down And Frey going down is very apparent and very troubling.
Okay. I'm gonna run over there. Mia's just gonna scamper over. I'm probably gonna incur attack of opportunity.
I had already used a reaction, so even if it had attack of opportunity, you're safe.
Oh, what? Perfect timing! Yeah, I'm gonna run over there and just kind of field dress and do whatever I can. Took that feat.
Battle medicine? Perfect.
Battle medicine.
Sure did.
Alright, so there is still a roll for that.
Yep. Medicine roll.
A medicine roll?
Yep, DC is 15 for the normal trained one.
Fuck! God.
Oh no, Alex. That isn't that
you one. Absolutely need to hero point that.
Yeah. Yeah. Please,
you
please.
Have to hero point,
gonna hero point that. I am hero pointing the crap out of that.
If you didn't, there's actually a good chance you just straight up kill me.
Oh yep. No.
That one on yeah. Medicine check, you take a D8 damage, aka go to dying 3.
Guys, this isn't the that's final 12, boss yet.
Which is still a failure, but at least you're not making Freya worse.
Worse.
You can.
It's my first
again.
Time. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be really gentle.
However, she will be immune to your battle medicine for the next day.
I'm trying.
You have a health potion?
I don't, but I can. Oh, can I?
I have health potions in my bag.
You do have.
Can I spend the rest of my actions? I do have heal as a spell, but I can really only use it once a day, and I would rather wait and use it so I can use it in mass if everyone needs it. But can I spend the rest of my actions pulling out a healing potion from Freya's
yes,
bag?
Absolutely. You can use it interact to grab the potion.
She totally does that. She goes tearing through the bag, kind of rips everything out, and is like, found it! And shoves it in your mouth.
All right.
Use it on this turn.
Yeah.
An interact action to get it.
Right.
Yes.
And then an action.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
I didn't have it on a bandolier.
Yep.
It was just in my bag.
Aaron.
Well, Freya, as far as Varen can see, is just like barely visible around the corner here and has a very large thing between him and her. So only real option here is going to be to go ahead. He's already intimidated it. Going to go ahead and just fire off a shot. Here, just having some real issues with accuracy here. He hasn't fought anything in a little while going through this place and going to miss with a 12 on the first attack.
Yes, even with prone and the touch of corruption reducing the AC, that is a miss.
He's going to get himself a little bit less stuck in the doorway. And then from a hopefully better position, try and fire off another shot at this thing. That's all he can really do at this point, because trying to squeeze in that little corner isn't going to help much. But a 9's not going to do it either.
Unfortunately, no. Freya,
reactions.
As you're not yet returned to life, you can either roll the death saving throw, or as part of the stamina rules, you can use a resolve to remain unconscious for this turn and come back on your next round with 1 hit point.
No, I'm gonna make the recovery check.
Okay.
We'll save those resolve points. Or not.
As a 5.
That was almost a crit fail.
Why is it my voice saying I'm dying 4?
I don't know. You are only at dying 2, but now dying 3. There we go.
So stressful.
Next turn might be the one to consider using one of those resolve points, because if you
I'm hoping next turn that Mia has fed me the healing potion.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I've got it. I've got it in my hand. Mia's biting the top off. She's got
the faux centaur first raises its front 2 hooves to try to smack Vin with
it
one of them.
It is prone. Is it going to stand up?
Oh, yes. So sorry. The faux centaur first stands up.
Immediate shot as it goes to stand.
Yeah, anyone who has a attack of opportunity can use that, or equivalent.
Very good first. There we go. 17, bullet. Still prone when that attack's going off.
Yes. So 17 will hit.
Nice. First damage on the board. One off minimum damage. Let's go.
So you see that as your bullet enters into the creature, that the piercing damage that you do actually hurts it more, as it seems like it is not fully keeping its skin and muscles together very well in this new shape.
I mean, I'm happy about the extra damage, but gross.
So now that it has stood, it's going to raise on its haunches and try to hit Vin with one of its feet. Does manage to land a hit on Vin with a 25.
All right, I will react as that corrupted purple flame will negate some of that. Just put enough resistance against the hooves to be able to avoid some of that damage.
Okay, so it does 6 damage, and at your level, it looks like it does 1 less, right?
2 plus half my level, so 3. It does 3 less.
3, okay, so you only take 3 of that 6 damage. Then swipes at you with its longsword.
Okay.
Oh boy. That is another nat 20. Oh god.
Okay. What does this do?
Take the same amount less damage, so you take 21 instead.
Alright, so my selfish shield is still up, but I'm down.
It is, yeah, it's not enough to save you as you go before the foes and are at dying 2.
Whoa, I didn't know things happen when I go down. What is this weird...
Welcome to being unconscious.
As Freya and Vin's ethereal bodies meet.
Come here often.
No!
Mia, you're up with a potion in your hand.
I immediately stuff it into Freya's mouth, and I kind of, like, tilt her head back just enough to make it go down.
All right, perfect. Go ahead and roll the total healing of the potion.
So there was 2 potions in the bag. Would you grab the bigger one or the smaller one?
Bigger one.
Bigger one? Okay, so then it's the lesser healing potion, so 2d8 plus 5.
Freya, you recover 13.
You're now, thank goodness,
just at wounded one, prone, as you feel whatever flavor healing potions are go down your throat.
It's
The situation looks dire, as Vin is also now unconscious on the ground.
Mia's standing on you. You okay? Can you get him all back in there?
So Mia, you still have 2 actions to go.
I'm going to do something incredibly stupid. I'm going to run across the room. Just like, it's here. I'm trying to set myself up to do something very cool.
Okay.
I have the spell Gravitational Pull, and I want to get this thing into my Gravitational Pull and pull it towards Viren and myself.
Okay.
For attacks of opportunity.
Well, that is one of the cool abilities that is between 1 and 3 actions. So I'm assuming you're using the 1 action version?
Correct.
Okay, so it has to make a fortitude saving roll.
Yes. I tried, y'all.
It does succeed. Let's see, does it have a success condition?
It's just success, yeah, unaffected.
Just success. Okay. So you do see the foe centaur kind of stumble a little bit more towards you, but then is able to use its extra legs to keep itself steady.
I just, come over and hit me. God, you're so mean. What's wrong with you? I'm the person that you want in this situation. I might not look like it. Fox after all. Anyway, I'm the one that you want.
All right, Viren.
The last 2 people it hit are on the ground, Mia. Stop taunting.
Shh, I'm helping.
Freya, get up. Let's finish this quick. And that's going to be some, a bit kind of forceful, but some encouraging words for Freya.
Okay.
Which is going to let me roll a diplomacy check at range to give you back some stamina points. It's essentially battle medicine, but for stamina. So let's do this. DC is 15. Just shy by one.
It's a 14 as your encouraging words almost sound more like a threat.
A little bit, yeah. But this thing is still standing. He doesn't have time to brood around and try and get Vin up for the moment. It's looking pretty bad from as far as he can tell, so gonna at least try to get another shot off here. He's starting to run low in this weapon. That's an 18 on the die for a 26 to hit.
At 26 does hit?
Yeah. I don't think that's a crit yet.
Not yet.
That's max damage on the die.
Ooh, yeah, baby, let's go.
So
I got one
your
more
original
action
10
here.
Turns into a 13 as the bullet shreds through the creature's not well held together body.
Just hits a bit of metal inside it and shatters shrapnel from the inside.
Perfect. It is not looking great for the faux centaur, even though one of your friends is down and the other one is very bloody.
Gonna have to go for it, because if this thing gets another hit off, it's not gonna be great. Just gonna fire off another shot, try and finish it.
Okay.
17 on the die total.
That is gonna be a missed by yeah. 3, as Freya is now able to act.
So I'm gonna spend my first action to stand up.
Okay.
Does that incur attack of opportunity?
It does not.
Great, good to know. For my second action, I'm going to use my Conflux spell of Dimensional Assault. I blink forward to the other side of this faux centaur right next to Vin, and then I come through with a slash of the talon, and I will be doing piercing damage with okay. it, as I just try to run it through, because the second time I did get to see that piercing damage seemed to do something to it.
Yeah.
27.
A 27 is still not a crit, but it is a success.
For 5 piercing damage, and then I will sort of take some of this sort of this energy from my dimensional hop and bring it around me in Arcane Cascade for my final action.
Well, you don't need the extra action because the creature doesn't so much fall dead as it just falls apart as the stitching and the will of keeping itself together isn't able to hold up against the piercing that you and Varen have done to it. And the centaur goes down.
Mia runs right over to Vin and sees what's up.
Do I need to roll anything?
Was anybody anybody had anything off the top of their head? Because if not, I'm just going to use my other potion on Vin.
Mia was running up, so I assume she was going to try something.
Yeah. I was just going to use my heal spell. If I could avoid using it, because that's like all I got.
You can use first aid now that you're outside of combat. So
yeah, you just have to roll to stabilize him, and then we can treat him. And stabilization is a lower roll than healing.
You also have stabilize as a cantrip, so you can do that.
I forgot about that. I just pulled up my actual cheat sheet. So. Like,
you can just cast stabilize and he's fine. Then we can medicine check him.
Yeah, I will happily do that.
As a 21, that is a regular success to your medicine roll. So go ahead and roll the
d8.
2d8. 2d8.
I would like to do the thing that lets me recover stamina points.
Absolutely.
I don't remember what that is. I don't remember how many I recover either.
You recover all of
take them. A breather.
Yes.
Yeah, take a breather is what it is.
I don't know if those rolled or not.
I got it. I healed for 8. And I will also take a breather and refocus, I guess. We have time to spend a long time here.
Yes. In fact, as you all are taking a breather and doing your medicine checks, Varen, you are unscathed. And you look at these bloodied and bruised compatriots of yours. As we go back just a few minutes in time, back into the hate room. So you want a name.
What you offered.
I won't give you the name of the one who did this to you. Rather, I will give you a name that is going to be much more significant as you go forward. That is, of course, if you survive our ultimate encounter. I can't have you coming in at full strength. After all, name is Asoyo. Varen, before you're able to make a witty retort or quickly grab your cold iron in a last-ditch attempt at deception, you find yourself transported back into a hallway where there is a centaur-seeming creature fighting your compatriots. And there is a moment between where your instincts kick in and start to fight, where you have to come to terms with a reality of what you just experienced, which is that you really wish you had said that you would leave them and find out the full answer to your past. We'll find out if this group will meet Kimipo the Slim on the next episode of Ash and Snow.
Ash and Snow uses trademarks and copyrights owned by Paizo Inc., used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Ash and Snow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo's Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Ash and Snow is copyright 2024 by Skulltale Entertainment, LLC.
I just realized I'm not actually in Forge yet. One second. I got enthralled in the story. I forgot that there's dice.
What dice are involved?